I'd like for you to turn to the book of James, chapter 5.
Por favor, abran sus Biblias en Santiago, capítulo 5.
And I want to speak a short message that the Lord placed upon my heart.
Quiero compartir un mensaje corto que el Señor puso en mi corazón.
So we're going to read a few verses from this chapter.
Vamos a leer algunos versos de este capítulo.
And I'll read it mainly in English.
En inglés.
And it's starting to read at verse 7, it says this.
Empezando en verso 7.
It says, therefore be patient, brothers, until the coming of the Lord. Notice how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth and is patient with it until he receives the early and late rain. You also be patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is drawing near. Do not grumble against one another, brothers, lest you be condemned. Look, the judge is standing at the door. My brothers, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord as an example of suffering and patience. Indeed, we count them happy who endure. You have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the purpose of the Lord, that the Lord is very gracious and merciful. Then I'm going to skip to verse 13.
Ahora, verso 13.
And it says, is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone merry? Let him sing psalms. Is anyone sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed any sins, he will be forgiven. Confess your faults one to another, and pray for one another, that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much, or accomplishes much. Elijah was a man subject to natural passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it did not rain on the earth for 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the sky gave rain, and the earth brought forth its fruit. And I want to speak with you just for a few minutes, this sermon titled, Be Patient and Continue Praying.
Quiero hablar este sermón con el título Ser paciente y continúe orando.
Again, be patient and continue praying.
Ten paciencia y sigue orando.
Let's pray.
Vamos a orar.
Lord, anoint your word. We pray that, Lord, you would speak to our hearts through, Lord, these words today. And I pray that ultimately, Lord, you would use these words to encourage us even where we are. Thank you for your love, your mercy, Lord, your own patience with us. And so bless the preaching of your word, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
The book of James is really an interesting book.
El libro de Santiago es un libro muy interesante.
James is one of the brothers of Jesus.
Santiago es hermano de Jesús.
Sometimes we call him a half-brother.
Un medio hermano.
In other words, James is the oldest of Jesus' half-brothers.
En otras palabras, Santiago es el mayor medio hermano de Jesús.
And church tradition tells us that he was a very godly man.
La traducción La historia de la iglesia nos dice que Santiago era un hombre piadoso.
He carried himself in such a way that they called him James the Just.
Él anduvo en una manera que le llamaron Santiago el Justo.
They say he spent so much time on his knees praying in the temple.
Dicen que él tuviera tanto tiempo orando de rodilla en el templo.
The rocky floor of the temple, his knees were constantly on.
Sus rodillas constantemente allí en esas rocas del templo.
And because of this, his knees became real calloused.
Y por eso sus rodillas tenían efecto de las rocas.
And they called him camel knees.
Y le llamaron hombre de rodillas como el animal camel. I'm not sure.
And so he was a godly man.
Pero él era un hombre piadoso.
He was known to be a man of prayer.
Un hombre de oración.
And he wrote this epistle, this letter.
Y él escribió esta carta.
During the time that the church had just begun.
durante el tiempo cuando la iglesia primero empezó.
Many believe that this was the first of the letters of the New Testament written.
Muchos creen que esto era uno de los principales cartas del Nuevo Testamento.
And what we find in this letter are encouraging words and yet words of command from James the Just.
Hallamos en este libro palabras de ánimo y al mismo tiempo palabras de dirección.
And in the latter chapter, chapter 5,
y en capítulo 5, el último capítulo,
as James is closing out his letter,
en cerrar su carta,
he encourages the church to be patient.
Él animó a la iglesia de tener paciencia.
You see, we as God's people need to exercise patience even with God.
Nosotros como gente de Dios tenemos que tener paciencia aún con Dios.
There are times that we are praying and believing God for answers to prayer.
Hay veces que estamos orando y creyendo por las peticiones.
Or just believing God for promises to be fulfilled.
O confiando que promesas se cumplen.
And we need to be patient.
Y tenemos que ser paciente.
James even says there in verse 7.
En verso 7, Santiago dijo,
as the people were looking for the coming of the Lord, the second coming.
La gente buscaba la venida de Jesús.
James told them to be patient.
Santiago les dijo, tener paciencia.
Until the coming of the Lord.
Hasta la venida del Señor.
And then he uses the example of a farmer.
Y usó un ejemplo de un labrador.
He says, notice how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth and is patient with it until he receives the early and latter rain.
Dice, mirar como el labrador espera el precioso fruto de la tierra, aguardando con paciencia hasta que recibe la lluvia temprana y la tardía.
I remember just a little while back listening to Pastor Tim DeLina.
Yo recuerdo recientemente escuchar el Pastor Tim DeLina,
who's the senior pastor of Times Square Church.
Es el pastor de Times Square Church.
He made mention that the God that we serve is a God of agriculture.
Y él mencionó que el Dios que servimos es un Dios de el agricultio.
And when he said made that statement, it really caused me to think about how God really is.
Y me hizo pensar de, es verdad, cómo es el Señor.
God is a God of agriculture.
Él es un Dios de la agricultura.
When we read our Bibles, we read many passages that deal with the harvest or with the planting of seeds and the reaping of the harvest.
Leemos muchos versos acerca de la cosecha, de plantar la semilla y cosechar.
Now, obviously, in those days, they didn't have the machinery that we have today.
En esos días de la Biblia no tenían las máquinas como tenemos hoy.
But the reality was is that the farmer, even still today, after planting the seeds, has to wait until the harvest.
Pero la verdad es que en plantar la semilla tenían que guardar el tiempo para la cosecha.
It's like that here in the San Luis Valley.
Es así aquí en el valle.
Here pretty soon they'll be planting and seeding, be planting the seeds for the potatoes.
Muy pronto vamos a ver que van a plantar las semillas para las papas.
And as we all know, the harvest comes in the fall.
Y como sabemos, despuesito viene la cosecha.
And the farmers have to just wait patiently for the harvest.
Y tienen que esperar con paciencia.
And this is how James is illustrating how we are to be patient.
Y de ese ejemplo usó Santiago, de la misma manera tenemos que tener paciencia.
You see, Jesus is coming back.
Porque Jesús viene otra vez.
But the Bible says that our God is long-suffering.
Pero la Biblia nos dice que nuestro Dios tiene paciencia.
And that means patience.
Que quiere decir, Él tiene paciencia.
He's waiting very patiently for many people to come back and to serve the Lord before it's too late.
Él espera para la gente regresar para aceptarlo como Señor y Salvador antes que sea muy tarde.
The scripture declares clearly that he's long-suffering to us, we're not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
La escritura nos dice claramente que él tiene paciencia y no es la voluntad de Dios que ninguno perezca.
Jesus is coming soon.
Jesús viene.
And we need to be patient.
Y tenemos que tener paciencia.
But I want to encourage you because many of you are waiting for God to answer you.
Y también les quiero dar ánimo porque yo sé que muchos de ustedes están esperando para que sus oraciones se cumplen.
It could be for healing in your body.
Quizás sea para sanidad en su cuerpo.
It could be for finances.
Quizás sea financieramente.
It could be for salvation of a family member or friend.
Quizás es por la salvación de un amado.
Or for God to move in any way.
O de cualquier manera que necesita que Dios se mueve.
But in the same way that the farmer is exercising patience until the fruit grows and ultimately comes to the point of harvesting.
Pero de la misma manera que ese labrador espera el precioso fruto.
The moment you have given your prayer to God.
Porque el momento que usted ore a Dios.
The answer has been in process the whole time.
La respuesta ya ha comenzado.
God has not forgotten about you.
Dios no se ha olvidado de usted.
Don't look to the left and right.
No mire a la derecha ni a la izquierda.
No, he's going to answer your prayer.
Él va a contestar su petición.
And so exercise that patience.
Entonces, tener paciencia.
The answer is soon to come.
La respuesta ha de venir pronto.
And so while you're exercising patience,
mientras que usted tenga esa paciencia,
keep on praying.
Sigue orando.
Don't stop praying.
No pare de orar.
Remember, God delights in hearing the sound of your voice.
Recuerde que el Señor Dios se deleita en escuchar su voz.
No one else can replace you.
Nadie más, ninguna otra persona puede ser como usted.
God loves you.
Dios le ama.
And he takes delight in listening to your voice.
Y él se deleita en escuchar su voz.
And delights in answering your prayer.
Y se deleita en contestar cada petición.
In verses 13 through 18.
En versos 13 a 18.
James mentions prayer many times.
Santiago aquí menciona la oración muchas veces.
In verse 13, he says, "Is any among you suffering? Let him pray."
Pregunta aquí, ¿está alguno entre vosotros afligido? Haga oración.
In the midst of what we are going through, even if it's painful.
En medio de lo que estamos pasando, aunque sea con dolor.
Continue praying.
Sigue orando.
Ask others to pray with you.
Pídele a otros que ore con usted.
But don't stop praying.
Pero por favor, no pare de orar.
I remember Mark Buntain.
Yo recuerdo Mark Buntain.
He said that God is not looking at the length of our prayer.
Dios no busca qué tan largo la oración es.
He's rather looking at the weight of our prayer.
Él mira qué pesado esa oración es.
You may feel like you don't have a lot of words to say.
Quizás usted se siente que no tiene palabras, muchas palabras para orar.
But you're praying to a God that understands what you're trying to say.
Pero usted está orando a un Dios que entiende completamente lo que está en su corazón.
There are times when only a few words will capture everything you are trying to say.
Hay veces que solamente hay pocas palabras para captivar lo que queremos decir.
James even continues saying this.
Santiago continúa diciendo.
In verse 14 he says, if you're sick.
Verso 14 dice, si está enfermo.
He says, let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord.
llame a los ancianos de la iglesia para que oren por él, ungiéndolo con aceite en el nombre del Señor.
And it says in verse 15, the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up.
Y verso 15 dice, y la oración de la fe salvará al enfermo, y el Señor lo levantará, y si hay cometido pecados, les serán perdonados.
If we're suffering, the scripture says pray.
Si estamos sufriendo, la escritura nos dice, ore.
And there are times, even in our church,
hay veces aún en nuestra iglesia,
when there's times to anoint with oil and pray a prayer of faith,
que podemos ungir con aceite y orar con fe.
And the scripture even says, if we have particular faults.
Y la escritura dice que si tenemos faltas.
In verse 16.
Verso 16.
It says, confess your faults one to another, and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man accomplishes much.
Dice, confesaos vuestras ofensas unos a otros y orar unos por otros para que seáis sanados. La oración eficaz del justo puede mucho.
Every one of us has faults.
Cada uno de nosotros tenemos faltas.
Some are more patient than others.
Algunos tienen más paciencia que otros.
Some are more serious than others.
Algunos son más serios que otros.
There are some that joke around just too much.
Algunos quieren hacerte reír siempre.
Sometimes I'm guilty of that.
Yo soy culpable de eso a veces.
And I need to pull back and realize I might be causing frustration.
Y quizás debo de entender, no quiero causar frustración.
But we have faults.
Pero todos tenemos faltas.
And that's why it says confess your faults to one another.
Por eso dice, confesáis vuestras ofensas unos a otros.
I'm sorry for losing my patience.
Yo le pido perdón por pedir mis paciencias.
I'm sorry for being too loud.
Perdón por ser mi ruidoso.
I'm sorry that I don't talk enough.
Perdón que no hablo mucho.
I'm not saying that any of you are like that.
No estoy diciendo que nadie de ustedes son así.
Just various faults.
Pero hay varios faltas que tenemos.
But it says confess your faults one to another.
Y dice que debemos confesar esas faltas
be
unos
real.
A otros.
Be
ser
real
real
with one another.
Ser real uno con el otro.
And as we confess them when we pray for each other.
Y al mismo tiempo ore el uno por el otro.
If we need more patience, ask for prayer.
Si necesitamos más paciencia, pídele.
Or as we're being real with one another, be candid and let them know I need prayer.
O en tener una petición, sea real y pídele oración a otro.
For James even says, the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man accomplishes much.
Santiago dice, la oración eficaz del justo puede mucho.
Your prayers are never in vain.
Sus oraciones nunca son en vanos.
Much is being accomplished.
Mucho se cumpla.
So
cumple.
Keep praying.
Sigue orando.
And let's pray for one another.
Y también ore el uno por el otro.
So then James uses as an example Elijah.
Y aquí Santiago usó el ejemplo de Elías.
Now there's no doubt that Elijah was an amazing prophet in the Old Testament.
Sin duda, Elías era un gran profeta que leemos en el Antiguo Testamento.
But as James brings it out, he was a human being.
Pero también era humano.
He had the same 24 hours a day.
Él tenía las mismas 24 horas por el día.
He had the same amount of time that we have.
El mismo tiempo que tenemos usted y yo.
The same body that gets hungry.
Un cuerpo que tiene hambre a veces.
That needs to sleep at night.
Que necesita dormir en la noche.
The scripture says, was subject to natural passions as we are.
Sujeto a pasiones semejantes a las nuestras.
In other words, Elijah wasn't way up here. We need to bring him back down to our level.
Recordar que Elías no estaba muy arriba de nosotros. No, en nuestro mismo nivel.
This is the case with any man or woman of God that we revere.
Esto es el caso acerca de cualquier hombre o mujer de Dios que tenemos respeto.
Remember, they are human.
De recordar que cada uno son humanos.
They can fail us.
Nos pueden fallar.
They are not perfect.
No son perfectos.
They're saved by God's grace and by God's grace alone.
Son salvados por la gracia de Dios y solo la gracia de Dios.
And so let's never put them on a pinnacle.
Nunca debemos de levantar los más alto que otro.
No, let's remember, just like Elijah, they're subject to natural passions just as we are.
Tenemos que recordar, como dice aquí, que Elías era hombre sujeto a pasiones semejantes a las nuestras.
Yet the reality is that Elijah was a man of prayer.
Pero la realidad es que Elías era un hombre de oración.
And he prayed earnestly that it wouldn't rain.
Y él oró fervientemente para que no llovería.
And imagine, God answered his prayer and it didn't rain for 3.5 years.
Dios contestó y no llovió sobre la tierra 3 años.
God answers prayer.
Dios contesta oración.
It's just like when Joshua prayed, God, let the sun stand still.
Así como Josué oró y pidió a Dios que el sol se quedara y no se moviera.
And it didn't.
Y así pasó.
It's amazing what God will do.
Es increíble lo que Dios hace.
When we earnestly pray.
Cuando usted y yo oramos sinceramente.
And then in verse 18 it says he prayed again and the sky gave rain and the earth brought forth its fruit.
Dice en 18 y otra vez oró y el cielo dio lluvia y la tierra produjo su fruto.
Prayer can be so powerful.
La oración puede ser tan poderoso.
That it can affect nature.
Que puede afectar la tierra.
It can be so powerful.
Puede ser tan poderoso.
That it can affect nations.
Que puede afectar naciones.
And so we should never minimize the power of prayer.
Nunca debemos de dudar el poder en la oración.
And so in the days that we're living in.
En los días que vivimos.
It's important for us to be patient.
Es importante tener paciencia.
As you are praying earnestly.
Y mientras que usted ore fervientemente,
be patient and know God is answering your prayer.
Ser paciente y con confianza sepa que Dios va a contestar su petición.
And yet on the other hand, keep on praying.
Y sigue, continúe orando.
Don't give up.
No pares de confiar en Él.
God is going to answer your prayers.
Dios quiere contestar su petición.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray.
Queremos orar.
Lord, I thank you so much that you are a God that answers prayer. That, Lord, as you answer our prayers, you do that ultimately to receive praise and glory for what only you can do. Help us never to try to take credit for what you've done. Help us always to be careful to give you all the praise and all the glory. We are grateful, Lord, for the fact that you are a prayer-answering God. Bless your people. Thank you for each and every one that is tuned in this morning. Bless them in abundance. And Lord, I pray that you would help us to be patient. Help us not to be looking to the left or the right, but to rather keep trusting in you. And Lord, help us to not stop praying or give up in prayer, but rather to continue. Lord, with that knowledge that, Lord, you answer the prayers, the fervent prayers of your people. And so we thank you for all that you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.
Amen, amen.